An acquaintance of mine related this story to me about one of the officers he served with in the Navy. He said his friend was a Christian who had failed miserably. I wasn't told exactly what sin it was that the man had committed, but it was serious. It drove him to his knees in repentance before God. In agony, the man wailed, "God, I am a worm!" And in the profound moment of silence after that confession, the man heard the still small voice of the Lord say, "No, you're not a worm. The worms obey me." God has a sense of humor, and his one-liners are exquisite. He is also the ultimate psychologist, and I was the recipient of his punchline counseling on one particular day when I was mourning over my lack of spiritual maturity. I can't remember specifically what triggered my descent into rampant self-pity and disgust. I know at that point in my spiritual development, the abundance of my as yet unregulated self could intrude upon some of my personal relationships. I was wallowing in regret and wailed to the Lord, "I am a worthless bag of dung." As the echo of my words hung in the self-inflicted gloom hovering above my head, the divine counselor whispered in his still small voice a profound question. "Do you want me to agree with you?" "Well," I mumbled, "actually, no." His well-timed response snapped me out of it immediately, and I realized his grace did not see my repentant soul as dumb, but a creature well-loved in spite of my imperfections. His word reminds us that his grace is sufficient for us, for his strength is made perfect in weakness.